It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Merck's Cheese.
Chana wants this.
This is my favorite part of the Rundown.
Can I ask you guys
sharp
a question?
Cheddar.
Yep.
Did you both notice how I took pretzels out of your bowls so I could have a full bowl?
I was going to say. Mine is pretty light.
Yeah.
You need it,
tummy. All day. I've been walking by and just picking up like three pretzels at a time.
But you know what that actually did? You son of a bitch. What that did to me though is I was gonna have every single pretzel was gonna be loaded with cheese because I only had a few to fucking eat.
Wait, get the picture with
quality cheese spread. They got the port wine, so I'll open it up and give you guys a little show.
I've got port wine going.
Yeah, but you gotta see it before you get into it like a fatso.
Yeah.
It's got like the little bands of the port cheese in there to give it an extra kick. It's got the sharp cheddar, aged 9 months or more. And so you can bring this to the park for a little picnic. You bring it to the beach.
Good delectable.
You can do a tailgate, wherever. Anytime you're snacking, man, sitting at home, sitting at the office, it's a nice little snack to get you through the day. So try it out, Merck's Cheese. Do it, it's good. Topic number one, I can't believe it, but we're gonna talk tennis. We're officially in the dog days of summer
when you're
talking tennis. Yeah, Hubs, you want to get your weasel ass on here?
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to leave the weasel Yankee Hubs alone. We're going to talk to the
hour of tennis.
How do you say Djokovic, by the way? Everyone's mad at me because I keep saying Djokovic.
Oh, I like that. That's stupid. Let's say that, Djokovic.
Oh, people get so mad.
Well, I was ready for Djokovic. That was there, but.
Maybe I'll call him Djokovic. I'm going to go with the hard D. Djokovic.
Dude, he's the GOAT.
Djokovic.
He's the GOAT. Really stupid.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, he's better.
He's better.
He's not the GOAT.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He will be the GOAT.
I'm sorry.
He can't be the GOAT.
Does he not have?
How many grand slams he have?
Working on it. 16.
All right, working on it. Well, the GOAT doesn't work.
Let me ask you a question. What's their record against each other, head to head?
It's not great.
Oh, so it'd be tough to be the GOAT if you're Federer if you keep losing to the same guy.
Grand slams, it's not.
Does Djokovic have is he on a better pace? Like a faster pace?
Yeah, he's like 5 years younger.
Oh, dude,
so
Kevin,
Djokovic is better.
It's in the bag.
Yeah.
Come on. Bro, the Joker?
I can't believe we're going to do it, but like we did a lot of tennis talk on radio.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Like I'm obviously tongue-in-cheek about the Djokovic thing, but it was thrilling, like captivating.
But when did you tune in?
I tuned in the second set. I watched for 3 hours.
I was going to say, I did like an hour and a half, and I was like, towards the end, I was like, this is enough tennis.
I've been a Djokovic fan for like almost 2.5 hours of the three. I decided, people kept on being like, would you just start watching tennis this year? I was like, bro, try an hour and a half. I've never sat and watched this much tennis.
Yep.
I like Fed, and I was shocked by how many people just like Federer. Like Djokovic
that's why I don't like him.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
But I like the party.
He's classy.
I mean,
it's like the Curry thing. You started hating on Curry because everyone liked Curry.
No.
Same shit.
I actually don't hate Federer. I just love Djokovic with all my heart. Big difference. You can have your Federer
your
guy. You can have your Federer
like
guy. I'm not going to hate on him.
I'm going to have him talk. Djokovic needs to like work on that as a
what?
He hands his heart to the crowd. He goes to all four.
Dude, that was a troll move, you idiots. The crowd hated him. The crowd was rooting for Federer. He's the bad guy.
I do think he is the bad guy.
No,
troll move. That was the grass.
The best was the one guy who thought
the eating grass was fantastic.
Yeah, that was bad.
The best was the one guy who thought he put me in a corner,
like smiling at the crowd.
Yeah, he ate some grass. One guy thought he like really boxed me in. He's like, Djokovic quit the Australian Open because
it was too hot.
And I was like, dude, you think that makes me like him?
You relate to him.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You could be like, it's too hot, I'm going
so on brand.
Like, what the fuck? That's so relatable. That's such an
that's
awesome
really,
move.
Really, really good.
How much
yeah, that's a great
that
move.
Might be a joke.
Yeah.
A couple mil.
Yeah. Like, this isn't worth it. I'm a fucking millionaire. I've won 16 grand slams. It's too hot. I'm out.
I'm sweating.
That's great.
I'm sweating over
that's
here.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the U.S. Open's up next, so maybe you can kind of carry this over.
But No. Hey, guy sat on Parma Tigs, like, would you go? I was like, fuck no.
No, you'll be interested, though.
In a box.
You'll be interested,
though.
I'm
in a box.
I mean, I don't want to go sit in scrub seats.
No.
But I think here's the thing is right now, for whatever reason, I guess this match was particularly good, particularly long, but it's not like this is any different than what's happened, so it's not like the sport of tennis is going to grow. We've seen Federer versus
Djokovic.
Grew the
game by one.
But, like, why? I mean, we've seen this before, so why is this one special?
I don't know. It's just because you never know when it's going to be the last one with Federer.
You have no idea.
Probably people thought soon, Hubs.
People thought probably, 4 years. That's what they said 4 years ago, soon, though. Bro. 4 years ago, then he figured it
but
out.
You know what
do you
saying?
Think the last one Djokovic
was the last?
No, they're like eight.
When was the last major where those two squared off in the final?
Was what?
When was the last
major? Last year.
Right. So why? Right. Why I don't remember talking about that one.
Because the
why?
Dude's 37. You just never know when his body's going to break down.
When he was 36, we weren't talking about why.
They were. They definitely were talking about
it. We didn't do this.
Well, no. You guys didn't care enough. Now you guys were
that's
watching.
That's my point. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Like why this time was it such a big deal when we've seen these two before? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to. I'm not hating.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in your brain. Like I've been watching the whole time.
You know what I mean? Last year we didn't do this.
Wait, these two played in the Wimbledon final last year?
Was it last year? I don't know.
Maybe not Wimbledon. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon is. That's a huge difference.
Other majors, those two have definitely squared off.
Oh yeah, Djokovic always wins.
Fuck you.
Because he's the Joker, bro.
The GOAT.
Worst. You guys are talking about it, though.
Like, all honesty, no shtick or anything. If you can hack your way into, like, getting into a GOAT conversation about any sport, it just makes it so much more interesting. Yeah. Like, I really wanted Djokovic to win yesterday just because I wanted to be
right. You were nervous when he got broken.
Very nervous.
When it was 9-8, you were like,
when Federer
you
had
did the...
two match points that usually he gets, and then Djokovic wins... That's thrilling.
Tough Hubs.
It
sucks the only time I've been a tennis fan, I beat Hubs. I mean, that's, I've never lost to you.
We'll get you in Queens.
Not shying away and being like, yes, I want to be the GOAT.
He is.
He was like, I think in the post-game matches, post-match interviews, both of them were just incredibly charismatic.
Yeah.
Federer had that
line. Federer was pretty quiet.
No, Federer had the crowd in fucking stitches.
Yeah, but we were saying that the other
talking about his
too.
Kids, how he's like, he's not going to be happy with a plate.
Dude,
rather have the gold thing.
Yeah, that's got to be the greatest crowd ever because tennis is so stuffy and stuff. You can say anything and people will laugh.
Yeah.
But Djokovic is like, I want to do it 37. I want to be the greatest to ever play. I can't think of like anyone else who like really says that
already
in
the best?
Sports.
He will. I mean, he doesn't have the numbers yet. Like, he will be.
He will.
Probably projected 4 years from now.
Djokovic. But yeah, I'm saying Federer is the best.
Oh, yeah, right.
By a mile,
he's
right?
He's holding the seat for Djokovic. The GOAT seat.
See if
I just
he can
like
last.
Federer's got the Federer threes.
So cool.
He is cool. He's a cool guy. You know what, Kevin, I thought of you. I think it was Federer's dad was wearing a Federer hat in Mets colors, and it was like, those don't mix.
Oh, very weird.
I would be very cautious if I was Federer putting my brand
in
orange and blue.
That's probably why I lost.
In orange and blue.
And he had a blue and an orange hat. I was like, those colors don't match with this greatness.
That's probably why he lost.
He was in a blazer.
He was
hammered. Did you see that? Woody Harrelson?
I think, he was a drunk.
He was drunk. It was awesome. He's licking his lips.
I've been drunk a lot. I've never.
What was he doing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. He was hammered. You're on some special shit there. All right, Hubs. Talk to you about tennis never again.
I do feel bad for Hubs because that really was like, that's his guy.
Yeah.
And I just squashed him.
We've got 20 of those. It's okay.
We've got 16 and counting, and we're 6 years younger.
The Air Force.
I'll never
has
care
finally...
about tennis again, by the way. Like, never.
I kind of do want to go check out the U.S. Open. I wouldn't go.
I want to go for, like, the social aspect. I don't care about
I
want to
go for the social aspect, but I also, like, I've become a spoiler. Like, I just want to go to a championship. I don't want to see some first round.
Oh, yeah. That. And also, it's the timing. Like, the U.S. Open, I think, is on at night. Because it's so hot. I don't know. Mm. But, like, the fact that it was on Sunday morning, like, I wouldn't. If that was on Sunday night, I would have missed it. Or if it was on,
It
just worked out
it matters,
perfectly.
For
yeah.
Sure. The Air Force has finally spoken up. The government, I guess, finally has responded to the Area 51 protest, I guess? The petition. They've signed the petition that they're going to storm Area 51 on September 20th, I think. It's up over 1 million people have signed it now. And the Air Force has finally responded with the very ominous and stern quote saying, "We are always ready to protect America and its assets." This is what I said last week. I don't think you can storm a military base.
No.
Or you can.
I mean,
but
definitively,
like,
you can try,
but you'll die.
But right. I'm pretty sure they can eradicate you and be justified.
Like what if a million people decide they wanted to storm the White House?
Yeah.
You just get shot.
Right.
Eventually, they
got to run out of bullets.
What's up?
Eventually, they got to run out of bullets.
I think they have
enough. I think they have a million bullets.
Yeah, I think they probably use a couple of things like bombs and grenades, take out a couple of people at a time.
Or also the alien fucking weapons they have there. They're going to pull open Independence Day and just use the fucking spaceship.
Boom,
you're dead.
How many people will show up? I want at least 100,000 of you pussies to show up.
Okay, so we've
talked. You got a million, you could do 100,000. If you have a million to sign up.
This is put up or shut up time. If you sign this petition, and you do not show up,
yeah,
you can never sign a petition for anything ever again.
That's ooh. Fair.
I think this is
we should sign a petition gun. To make sure that petition, that your law.
You want to start a petition? Like,
for your law.
This is a petition.
That if you that don't, states. If you sign that petition and don't show up, you can't sign a
you
petition.
You are hashtag done with petitions.
Okay. I got lost, but I'm going to agree anyway.
The theories we have about all, like, how this is going to go down, here's a new one for you, Kevin. What if the aliens have set up all these people to storm it? And then while they're storming
they get
it,
their shit back.
They'll go to the one where there actually is aliens.
Area 52.
And pick it up, yeah.
Area 52, Area 50, wherever it may be. This reminds me a lot of Die Hard with a Vengeance, where they're like, oh, there's a bomb in a school and everyone's over here looking, and meanwhile they're robbing Fort Knox.
Yep.
So this is either the aliens' distraction, or maybe the petitioner, this is their, like, their
something's
decoy.
Up. Something's afoot.
Something is afoot.
Or maybe this is all government. Maybe this is a government plant. Yeah. Maybe this is a government plant. Maybe Donald Trump wants to release all sorts of alien shit because he knows that puts asses in the seats, and he's going to use this as an opportunity to, like, I don't know, went awry.
Speaking of that.
Maybe you sign the petition.
Remember
what
Hillary said she would.
Maybe it's actually just voting. It's actually a voting slip. You just got a million votes. You thought you were voting. You thought you were signing a petition. You actually voted in the 2020 election.
Yeah. There you go, sorry.
Remember when Hillary was like, hey, I'm going to, like, put out the UFO stuff?
Yeah.
And we still didn't, like,
I definitely would have.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If anybody ever promises again.
When she said that, I was like, election's wrapped up. Why are we even having this?
Let's see them all.
She's like, we'll put it all public. And we didn't want it. We'd rather storm the gates of a military base.
We had it right in our fucking hands. Somebody asked me if I would I want to see Mets ownership change in my lifetime. See Mets ownership change or confirm if UFOs are real. And
UFOs are real.
Yeah, well, no, I want like the proof. I want to see it. You know.
Confirmed. It's confirmed.
So if you were me, you would take the Mets.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, take the Mets.
Yeah.
Because aliens confirmed. Are confirmed.
That's you can go to YouTube, watch any fucking Russians dash cam.
Tons of them.
They're confirmed.
Tons of them.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Movement MVMT. You know them as the watch movement company, but guess what? They've also got the sunglasses. Get the shades, get the sunnies to match your wristwatch.
I feel like I'm sun tanning right now. I could use
these lights are pretty strong. MVMT has the best watches and sunglasses on the market that have premium materials and a premium look while not breaking the bank with designer prices. Watches start at just $95. Sunglasses start at $60. And get them to match. They have different lenses and different frames, different wristwatch bands, different colors and materials. Join the movement today. Go to mvmt.com/rundown. Get 15% off plus free shipping and free returns if you don't like it for any reason. That's mvmt.com/rundown. There was a blackout this weekend in New York City. Half of Manhattan lost power for like 5-6 hours, some shit. Reminiscent of the 03 blackout, which was like much more of a catastrophe, but still, the city kind of gets a little crazy. People were stuck in the subways for a couple hours.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah. There were people stuck in the subway for like over an hour.
The subway,
no air
I'd
conditioning,
okay,
not
the
moving.
The elevator is where I'd be.
And the elevators
elevator,
are bad too.
A lot of elevator traps.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Well,
so that's kind of the question. What's worse, subway or elevator for you?
Subway.
Me elevator. Too.
You went elevator. I went subway.
Elevator,
You are with full-blown psychos in the subway.
Yeah, but like, there's a chance you're just like, first of all, if I'm alone in an elevator, maybe that's okay. But if I'm in like, I'm thinking just packed elevator. So I guess in that case, I have to, in fairness, think packed subway.
Yes.
So
packed
maybe I'm
worst.
Back to subway then. I was thinking like open.
Assume the worst for both.
All right, subway.
Because again, like chances are, if you're in a high-rise elevator, you're probably, it's a corporate setting. People are like, they got jobs, they're employed. You're in the subway, you might be with some, I mean, what if you were in the subway with someone selling some shit and they just keep barking at you? With the homeless people, with the guy, what if you were in the subway with the guy with no arms and no legs who's selling half a sandwiches?
Yeah. Or the
poop
car.
And he just,
the poop car.
Wait, he sells half sandwiches?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm like, that's exactly what hit the spot right now, half a sandwich.
No, I was saying like he's got no arms and legs and he's selling half a sandwich. That's kind of funny.
Like, who's cutting them?
I don't know. Who makes them or
who
cuts them?
He just sells like half sandwich.
He has like stumps and he kind of like shimmies himself along.
He's probably doing well.
Half sandwiches.
Do you ever think about that? Like, the people...
He can't be doing that.
Like, do you ever think, like, one of those guys out there...
If he was doing that well, he'd have a fucking
store. Wait, but do you think about that, though? Like, one of those guys just crushing it? Like, there was, like, a barbershop quartet that was on my subway train the other day, and it was, like, everyone was giving him money.
Yeah.
Like, what if these guys are just loaded?
Well, they've done studies. There was a panhandler story.
They made
in the
like
Post.
$18 an hour.
No, right? But there was one in the Post. It was like 10 years ago. I remember blogging it. He claims. I mean, who knows? But he said he made like $100,000 in a year once.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, who's going to prove that or how? But you know, you work the right spots in town,
and if you're talented,
yeah.
people put out money for talent.
You got to look at the shoes. That's always what I was told. Look at their shoes. If they got like homeless people's shoes, then they're homeless. If they're not like terrible shoes, they're scamming you.
That makes
really?
Sense.
Yeah. Which makes sense because I started to look at it. Like when you see a homeless person's shoes, like their toes are busting out of the bottom and shit. And sometimes they just have like, I saw a homeless guy with a pair of Jordan 6s the other day. I was like, I don't even have those pair in my collection, man.
Damn.
So you got to look at the kicks.
I did like the videos that came from this though. I think it was the New York moments. I enjoy those.
Everyone's like, everyone's coming together. The Broadway shows.
Yeah, singing. I love that. Like Carnegie Hall.
Then you,
going
but then
out
you
the
don't.
Street.
That's because you can't smell the diarrhea on the sidewalk.
I don't think it's.
Well, John, there's no alleys for the garbage.
That's true.
Oh, dude,
do you realize
as far as
Chicago,
the only thing I think that exists in Chicago is your garbage
so
alleys.
So much.
Yes, that
all
makes
you guys
a
talk
big
about
difference.
Is alleys of garbage.
That makes a
you're
big
from Chicago,
difference.
I know, but
you're wearing the Chicago flag, you talk about an alley in the first 10 minutes.
If I said to you, what's the best part of Chicago, you would say that there are garbage alleys.
Kevin, could you imagine having in your house, you just don't have a fucking garbage can? You just throw it on the ground?
I'm not arguing. I'm saying that
that is what it is.
No, it's not.
There's a place for the garbage.
People from Chicago talk like they invented alleys.
I'm not saying that. Just I don't understand how New York doesn't have them.
Check out those alleys,
Chicago
bro.
Is more proud of alleys than the Romans are of alleys.
That's fine. It's a great invention to get rid of the
garbage.
It's crazy how much people talk about it. The alleys.
Oh, man.
And the flag. We got the coolest flag ever. We got the alleys and the fans.
This city sucks in the summer.
This city sucks. I'm saying that if I was from Chicago, I wouldn't brag about a garbage alley.
It's better than what we got going on here. I'm so sick of this smell and the hot.
It doesn't bother me here.
You like the heat?
I mean, I don't like the heat. I don't like the heat anyway.
Does it not get hot in the summer?
No,
in Chicago?
But I feel like it traps all this fucking concrete and
concrete, man.
Jungle.
Bro, I have been telling everybody for over a decade on this blog, this city sucks. You know, you're preaching
really,
to the choir, bub.
I don't like New York, but I in the fall, winter, I'm okay. Even the winter, it's mild.
There's 2 weeks.
Oh, winter's great.
Winter's great. I don't even put
summer's
on a winter
definitely
coat.
My least favorite season.
Summer here, though, is just,
I don't walk around like, oh, that's that smell. Like, occasionally, you get a smell of something bad, but I think it's just like part of living in the
city.
I don't think
the city
is on
by
the
fucking,
I got sniped today.
Yeah.
It missed, it went right through my sunglasses. It got me in the eye.
I got the city jizz on my fucking phone. I was just like, okay, there you go.
I got hit right on the lip the other day, and I wanted to like cut my lip off of the shit. That shit is disgusting.
I was walking, you know, I'm impressed. Because like, how do you sneak through a sunglass and get in the eye?
That's so gross. And you look up and there's nothing.
Yeah.
You're like, where
you're like you hope it was like air conditioner water,
but
you don't know.
I don't look up. They keep walking. I'm
like, so gross.
Don't want to find out what the hell that was.
So gross.
I have pink eye tomorrow. It's not because someone farted in my face.
J-Lo is running back her concert tonight. The Broadway show is finished on the street.
I thought that was cool.
Was
too.
New York
when like
there,
Hadestown
yeah.
was out
Fine.
There, I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, I did see the guy with the trombone. The good trombone will do it anytime.
Yeah, it will.
It will. It really will.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's a blackout.
A good trombone.
Any
brass
time.
I'm telling you, man, you
throw
a good trombone.
There's something about the trombone.
It really is.
The
you
slide.
Feel like you're in New Orleans. Yeah. It's like there's something cool about it.
A
good
trombone. This is a pretty funny, no, not funny, pretty like wild viral video of this elephant like stampeding after what looks like a little golf cart. I mean, it's like a little, yeah. They're not in like a truck though, right? They're in like a cart, right? Oh. He's driving backwards trying to escape from an elephant. That was the first time, usually elephant videos are pretty cute and shit. That elephant was gonna fuck them up.
I feel like you gotta get out.
Yeah.
He's gonna trample the cart.
Go sideways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I never understand that in movies. Why are you running from the big thing? Just go, either
drive
go backwards
away
at it or go to the side.
Yeah.
Well, what if you just try to go past
zigzags.
It?
Zigzags.
You gotta like hit the brakes and go zoom past it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they can't turn around.
No, they
everything.
Can't turn on a dime.
No.
They don't have that.
They don't have
that
speed.
That lateral quickness. The quick quick twitch muscles.
It is funny seeing cute animals like that. Like, remember that video that had like the giraffe chasing everyone?
Giraffes, you, like, giraffes chasing
people? Remember the video of the giraffes fighting? Yeah, their necks?
Oh, this guy does this.
Like, yeah.
He'll run up to you and throw his head into you.
It's pretty fun. I've break your sternum. Bars before.
Yeah, but you know what? By the way, you're too old to do that now.
Oh, yeah, I haven't,
if you
I
do
haven't
that,
done it.
You'll, like, break, like, your neck.
I haven't done it since I was like.
One of these days, you and your friends are going to get together and try to do that, and you're going to, like, both.
I think the last time I
paralyzed
did it was a St. Patrick's Day in Southie, so I definitely haven't done that since I was like 23. No, it's been a while.
Last topic here, Monica Lewinsky went viral. Someone tweeted, "What's the worst career advice you ever got?" And she followed up saying, "Get an internship at the White House. It'll be great for you," with, like, a couple emojis. I want Monica Lewinsky on my podcast. I would love to have you on the show, Monica. So please, everybody tweet, like, hashtag Monica to
Monica
KFC
turned
Radio.
Into, I don't know when she decided to flip the switch, but she turned into a goddamn Twitter assassin.
She brings the fucking noise. She's got charisma. She's willing to be honest. She lets it fly now. I think she would be electric on a podcast here.
Yeah.
Just come and talk about cum and stuff. Cigars.
Does she ever, I'm trying to think how I should say this. Like,
Has she ever been like,
I was.
Don't do it!
Me too.
I love you saying careful.
Don't say it, John.
You could just be saying something totally.
No, like, I mean, it is a careful thing. But, like, has she said, like, she didn't want to, or she just, like, straight up, like, I wanted to fuck him?
Well, I actually was watching a documentary about it. There's, like, a 5-part documentary. It's pretty interesting. The shit that, like, the press and everyone did to her was fucked up.
I bet you it was more the press than
anything. They literally just slut-shamed her on a national stage. Yeah.
Well, once it becomes political, it's like
it
they're just
crazy.
Gonna... She's collateral damage for the other side.
But
to
I'm
be
even
like,
talking
this,
about, like, late-night talk show hosts, like, just straight-up slut-shaming someone. Mm-hmm. It was shocking to watch it and be like, whoa, people went in.
We don't slut shame. You can come on here, sex positive.
You can do whatever you want.
That must have been wild, man. She was probably like, what, like 20, 21 years
old? I do remember
I do wonder,
we all know you do.
Damn, I think jerking off to the Star Report.
I think she is. I feel like for some reason she's been like, she hasn't really associated it with Me Too per se. I think she has been like, look, I wanted to fuck the president.
Yeah.
They were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like she was, she like kind of considered him her boyfriend. Yeah.
Slick Willie, man.
That's pretty cool.
All right, that's the rundown. After show, I thought there was something that would happen like this weekend with the Barstool World. No? Nate's back from his vacation in Vegas.
Dave's shaming you guys for, I didn't even see this, feet up.
Dave didn't like that we had our feet up.
Why is he in such a bad mood when he's on vacation?
He's just in a permanently bad mood right now.
I just try to avoid it, man. Head down.
I don't know if I know how to sit upright anymore. I sit with my feet up at all times. I always have my feet up, no matter what. Look at me right now. I have feet up. In fact, I've actually been looking into purchasing. I screenshotted it. Instagram ad.
Are you gonna say?
Like the bra?
Me too.
Yes. I screenshotted it. I can't find it.
There's like a posture bra.
Oh,
we gotta get those, Johnny.
Right now, I've been thinking about that too.
I've got like three of those.
Things.
I would absolutely wear it.
They don't hold you up.
But the problem is,
do they also flatten your tits?
No, if anything, they kind of like accentuate them. The problem is, like your under, like your armpit, like it just doesn't. There's nothing that's like comfortable enough on your armpit. It does pull your shit back for sure.
I want to do that.
Doesn't it look like one of those things? I mean, I bought three of them throughout the years. I was convinced. I'm like, I'm gonna walk around looking like a fucking supermodel. But like you're gonna wear it underneath your shirt at work and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. I actually part of the reason I never wore that to work.
Cause you were ashamed.
Yes. But if we all do it together,
we're all wearing bras, bro.
We're wearing back bras.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
whatever.
First of all, I'm gonna wear mine tomorrow because I got them. So,
you better catch up, man.
They're not comfortable at all. But I would like to have better posture.
I'm buying right now. I'll buy some.
Yes.
What size are you?
Large. Big. What size? Titties.
24C, I think.
Those extra pretzels you got.
Oh, I can't wait to wear bras. Let's do it.
24C.